Hello, and welcome to Practical Significance, a podcast to inspire listeners with compelling stories from statistics and data science and to propel data-driven careers forward. Here are your hosts, the ASA's Director of Strategic Initiatives, Donna Lalonde, and Executive Director, Ron Wasserstein.
So everyone, welcome to the inaugural episode of Practical Significance. I'm Donna Lalonde, and I'm at the ASA, and I'm delighted to be interviewing my colleague, Ron Wasserstein. And Ron, in the spirit of COVID-19, I'd like to ask you to briefly introduce yourself, but also share one of your strategies for surviving the pandemic.
So thanks, Donna, and greetings, everyone. I'm Ron Wasserstein, Executive Director of the American Statistical Association. We were talking a little bit earlier today about pronunciation of names and how to remember how to pronounce Donna's last name. I'll say start first by saying that it's Wasserstein, not Wasserstein, but I don't care. You pronounce it however you want. Donna's last name is pronounced Lalonde, and this gets Donna into how I've passed the time during COVID, which is I read a lot. And one of the things that I read this morning that ties directly into your way of telling us how to remember to pronounce your name is you said, think about it without the D in there, like Lalonde. And I read an article this morning that one of the companies that received the 3% loans from the federal government is a company that does title loans and loans money out to people at 350%. Annual percentage rate. That seemed slightly unfair.
That reinforces one of the messages from this podcast, which is the importance of quantitative and statistical literacy for the public at large. So I'm curious, Ron, you said you're reading a lot. So I just downloaded Barack Obama's new book and so that's on my list for Thanksgiving. Do you have anything on your reading list for the Thanksgiving holiday?
So that's a great question. And I do think that I need to download Obama's book for Audible, because that's one of the ways that I enjoy reading. And yard work is in my future. So having Obama in my ear while I'm doing that would make the time much more pleasant. I have enjoyed this during the pandemic, reading a lot of books about things related to all that's going on in the world with regards to systemic racism and so on. I've gotten a lot of great recommendations from people about books to read. I wish I had time to read them all, and I sure don't, but I have had some great reads. I loved Stamped from the Beginning by Kendi, and I recommend that very highly. I'm just about done with a book called Race Talk and the Conspiracy of Silence, which was recommended to me. So I hope to finish that up as well. And I will admit that I took a break from heavier reading to read the latest Grisham book, A Time for Mercy. That was a lot of fun.
So I will add one, maybe on the more heavier side, but definitely interesting book to your reading list, and that's Iris Wilkerson, Caste. She is just a phenomenal writer. I just love the way that she strings sentences together. So, you know, if you're out there doing yard work and have time, although I think the Obama book will probably get you through your yard work, but, you know, maybe add Caste to your queue as well.
Thanks for that. What are some other things that she has written? I wish I was familiar with her work, but I'm not.
Yeah. So, Ron, she also won the Pulitzer Prize for The Warmth of Other Suns.
Oh,
which was okay. An amazing book, because she interviewed folks who made the transition from the South to the North or to the West, and highly recommend that if you have not read it.
Thanks. I have heard of that, but I have not read it. So I appreciate both of those recommendations.
Great. Well, it's been delightful to chat with my colleague Ron on this podcast. Thanks all for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode of Practical Significance.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Practical Significance, the podcast of the American Statistical Association. A new episode will be coming your way next month from AmpStat News, the ASA's monthly membership magazine.